Got any questions for Ion, Leslie?
About a year ago, all the fruit trees in my neighborhood or my community overnight lost to every single piece of fruit on the tree. And this is hundreds of trees, thousands of pieces of fruit, just gone completely, every single one of them. I was wondering if you could explain that.
The shift.
A shift.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that a little?
Well, you're going to have little pockets of the new AL2SO4, and nature responds vehemently to any shift or change, and that's an outcome. It'll make strawberries bloom and make peaches fall off the tree.
They didn't exactly just fall off the tree. They just disappeared. So that's what you're saying.
Decimated, yes. Sort of what happens to little men when you shake off your meat sack, yes.
Could that happen again? Shall I go pick all my fruit this year?
Do you like fruit? You can get it out of a can. Don't worry about it. Would you like that this time? It's okay with us. We hadn't really considered it, but we can do that if you like. You want that, or let us know.
Do I want the fruit to disappear again? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, yes. It's how they wrote the Grapes of Wrath, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Well, I declare.
It just is very unusual.
Not to us. It's kind of normal.
Anomalies are normal. Anormalies.
Yes, yes.
And another seeming anomaly around here is that 2 years in a row we've had raging forest fires very close to my house, seemingly out of control, and then all of a sudden they're gone. No more. Fire's out.
We didn't start the fire, but the world's been burning since the world's been turning.
We didn't start the fire. So just all
that's
these things, they're just happening. It's all just becoming...
Well, guess what? You're really going to like the Godzilla and El Nino. That's coming. I mean a Godzilla coming. You better know it. Yep.
Yeah, Leslie, shift happens.
It does. Shift happens.
That's our new motto.
With more frequency. Very good. So how shall I be preparing for this monstrous El Nino that's coming?
Orange or Tangelo marmalade. That's how to do it.
Leslie,
yeah.
Ask Ian to comment on Augie's state of mind or being or typing.
I'm not sure I want to talk about Augie. What do you think?
Us either, honey. You
okay,
got it.
Good.
You're right.
Okay, good.
Although there's wordy words regarding the whole pie laster.
Excuse me?
There's whole many words held in that pie laster.
Yes, I think I will just let Augie speak for himself if he ever gets around to it.
Yum.
There's lots of other things, but you can get to other people if you like.
Okay, thanks.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, Leslie?
Nothing's wrong with me. I just...
What you got against marmalade anyway?
I don't know. I have nothing against marmalade at all.
Get it on a nice peppercorn bagel. Sliced and toasted, pretty heavy, with a little bit of nosh, cream cheese, and marmalade.
Absolutely.
And some marmalade with a jelly schmear.
Sounds fabulous.
Or gravlax. They'll probably be at your door when the Godzilla comes. It'll be so fresh you'll have to pick your own fennel fronds to make the gravlax.
I hope it drives the drought away, at least.
We'll drown the drought.
And will we get snow? Will we get a snowpack out of this, or is it just going to be...
Would you like it?
Yes.
Okay,
I'd love it.
Got it. No worries. Get your chains prepared.
Okay. Maybe I'll stock up on a whole lot of food, go to Costco. Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Hope you enjoy the Godzilla.
Okay, let's go to England, I think. Ashton, you don't deserve to talk to him, but I'm going to give you an opportunity. Go ahead, Ashton.
We're not worthy to be spoke to, right, Bob?
Yeah, that's right. Ashton, he hasn't been around in years. He's caused a lot of trouble 4 or 5 years ago. Ashton, do you dare speak to Ion? Finally meet your maker? Ashton? Don't complain.
Pickles,
future,
is that you? Pickles?
Pickles. Are you
get
Pickles,
Ashton? Get me
Come
Sean.
On, Ashton.
Get me Sean. Get me Sean.
Sean.
Sean's
in England, too. Well, Corbin requested something. Corbin, did you want
something
to speak
to talk to Ion? Yay, Ion. How are you doing, buddy?
Lovely, thank you.
How are all you doing? How are all of you doing?
We're jiggy.
Now, I'm curious. When you get up in the morning, do you guys all, like, battle for a meal, or do you congenially say, oh, we're so blessed to have this wonderful meal of, actually, what I was hearing is cricket powder is a super source of protein. Is that true?
Sure. That's great. Especially if you dip them in sewage.
It doesn't sound too appetizing, dude.
So does most of the crap you all call food now.
Okay, what would you call protein nutrition right off the bat, other than RNA drops? What's your daily regimen, or do you need one?
We don't have one.
Okay, you have none. Let me ask you to lay something out. And this may take a bit of thinking. Just let me throw some words, terms out there for you from Ion Archaeological Starts Contrast Throughout Till Present in layman's terms or any terms with germs, then contrasting tribal to current, meaning the tribal sense, what's lost in this society, the third stone.
The android mean.
The tribal sense has been lost, more or less. If
the android mean.
Explain.
Let's answer to your question.
The android mean meaning that because we are not a tribe anymore, we are
Oh,
chaos.
Lord, suffering cats. Lord, no, holy cat. Do not have any bullets in your house because you surely will want to blow your brains out after this one. No, take the bullets out. Just hold back. The answer to your questions and all that word crap you just said, the answer is the android meme. The falling in and out of over, under, and everything a rabbit can do to the stump, that's just rear view mirroring the android meme. So all those glib cliched archetypes are just that. And that's the answer to your question. So good.
I'm not giving you a question. I'm presenting something as a fact. Basically, Earth started at what time? There is no time from your perspective, but Earthlings are inclined to be subside by time intermittently every second of every day. Now, for those that haven't realized a nebulous state, would you consider yourself a person that a gaseous or nebulous, a non-physical entity? Ion? Bobby, ask him the question if he doesn't understand.
I didn't get the question.
Help us, Bobby, understand.
I've got work to do here, kiddies. Daddy loves you. Bobby, Daddy loves you. Yes, he does. Yes. And Daddy loves Ion. And everybody loves everybody. No, fucking chaos, bitch. What the fuck do you think I'm talking about here? Are we on any terms? On any terms with germs? Are we contrasting a tribal to a current, a multicultured phonetic communication? And then where does music start? Is music actually a holy thing? Was that how the tribal leaders communicated their intelligence, their benign intelligence, or was it aliens that actually just start from that reference? My mind is so tiny compared to what you know. Okay, I will humble myself in that degree. Please start from that tangent.
So the answer to all that is no.
A big no? The no spelled backwards is on, so everything is on. Okay, so we're all on. No, we're on. Okay, are we no or are we on? Ion, come on, Buffy, you're killing me here, kid. Work with me.
Would you like to know what that really feels like?
Yeah, I know what it feels like,
Nice. That's cool.
Now, let me put this together. Now, when did JW realize that you had become a significant chapter in his behavioral mechanisms on a day-to-day basis?
He would notice it when he was looking out the windows and seeing other worlds.
So you're saying JW is looking out other windows and seeing other worlds, and he became aware of you?
Simply, the most simply way you could ever be simple. Okay, yes.
Now, how does Bobby tie into this here? Because, like, basically, you told Bobby that he would meet himself 5 times. And before you even came on the scene, you already had the 5body.com and all the above. Are these mechanisms that have yet to be presented or presented in private between you guys? Or is it allowed to be let out at this point, you know? Better yet, let's get it. Are you going to be political? Oh, hey, simply political. 2016, what does it mean? Because I'm sure the birds chirping and they're going, oh, we're going to chirp on after 2017, 18, 2019, and nothing to worry about. But yes, all is not well, and I believe... I don't know what to believe at this point. I mean, it's become such a stage show. How do I know that you're not fucking Donald Trump with that fucking bird fucking do on your fucking head? Hey, that's JW, dude, man. Hey, JW, that's Donald, man. He's fucking Donald Trump, bro. That's pretty fucking funny. Don't laugh if you don't want to. Hey!
Hey, Ion. Maybe we'll take a break here and go to another caller.
Come back to me, Bob. Get Ion is on this trackage, okay?
I will come back to you.
Daddy loves you. Daddy loves you, Ion. Daddy loves you. He loves you and Carolyn. He loves Bobby. He loves Roxana. He loves Madeline. He loves all the girls. All the, well.
Muted.
Thank
Balin.
You so much. How wonderful.
Okay, there's somebody named Balin. 505-859. You have a question? It's a new name. 505-859. You have your hand up.
Yes, I have my hand up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, did you hear me?
Yes, what's your name?
Yes, we always
hear
you.
Oh, this is Ed. Hey, Ed.
It's Ed. InformationFarmBlogspot.getonit right now. Let's go. This sure is good. How about them dogs? How about them dogs? Yes, sir.
So, Ian, I wanted to ask you about my recent blood test 2 weeks ago. Bert asked you about his results last week. He said they were telling he tested high for cholesterol. So they're telling me the same thing. Mine is 200.
Doctor, you would say that's not high.
Okay.
If you look a little further, they're going to say your triglycerides were way high, right?
Okay, now that's the funny thing. They actually recommended I go on cholesterol medicine, but the triglycerides... Okay, thank you. The triglycerides are actually quite a bit under what they're recommended.
See? Ta-da.
Here's the thing, Ion. This is the second time I've been in, and my doctor's been so concerned about this that he whips out this sculpture that he has. He holds it in his hand. It's about the size of a quarter, and it represents an artery. And he shows me, this is your artery. He says, and you see all this inside, and the artery narrows. He says, this is a plaque in your artery, and it's going to fill up before long if you don't take this medication. Of course, it's totally up to you. And if he looks
so
at
now
me,
they're using audiovisual enhancement to bamboozle you. This is your artery on cholesterol, Ed.
yes, that's what he said.
And this is your liver on cholesterol medicine. That's even better.
Yeah. 200 is the normal. What, 201 is suddenly dangerous? I mean, 240 used to be the normal when I was in med school. They only made it 200 so they could sell statin drugs. So do you believe them?
Okay, so I think here is what he's looking at. He's looking at the cholesterol HDL ratio.
That's your good. You got your LDL and HDL, and both are good and both are bad, apparently, because the good's too high and the high's too low and the over's too under, and you're going to die anyway, so go on, kill yourself. It's easier. But if you're not interested in that, then take all those numbers and add them all together, divide them by four, take that and line it up in the days of the week, and be sure that you never take a statin drug on any day of the week that ends in Y.
I get that, but so let me just run by you real quick then, because so that was the cholesterol. So the LDL was 142. They like for it to be 100. The CHOL-HDL ratio was 5.3, which they like 3.5. So that's what they're looking at. They're saying, oh, well, it's way over, so maybe you are a candidate for this medication. So as an alternative, I set up an appointment with the heart doctor so he could do a stress test to give me his opinion as far as risk of artery clogging. So I am, the other thing they were on about is saying that I was pre-diabetic.
Is that like post-mortem? When did they give you the post-mortem sign? And then we have the trigonosis and the rigor mortis, and then you got to get right into, did they check your levels of embalming fluid? Sometimes if you get your embalming fluid too high up, it tends to confuse them sometimes.
Right. So my pulse rate was normal, or 119 over 78. Pulse of 73, that's normal. 5.9 is my hemoglobin, and you're saying that's not an issue?
Yes, you're saying that is not an issue.
Okay, great.
And your albumin and your creatinine and your bilirubin and did you get a whole CBC or just a part of one?
No, I did that. Everything else was in the ballpark.
How about a honey bun then? Will that make you feel better?
Well, when I say in the ballpark, in their ballpark, in the National Health Institute's the figures they're going by.
Ion, when Ed was saying his hemoglobin 5.9, he was talking about hemoglobin A1C, which is on the high end of normal, and that's the pre-diabetic factor. I was wondering about that and the RNA drops and super sugar. I mean, basically, all you're talking about, Ed, is all the things that the Remeg and Remite RNA drops and Realign are treating every day of the week, and we get all the testimonials, you know, emails to our customer service and on the radio show. So are you taking all your completement formulas?
Yeah, so that's why I'm calling in and asking you about the results, because I have been doing these for like 2 years.
So how much Remeg are you taking?
Relight and Remeg, one teaspoon twice a day. Realign, one capsule twice a day. And the drops, like a teaspoon twice a day.
Just one teaspoon of Remeg and one teaspoon of Relight?
That's correct.
B-I-D.
Exactly.
Yeah, it should be twice a day. Okay. So then you're perfect.
Okay.
What it is with the sugars is, as we develop our next products, the Axiom water, the bread of life, the protein powder, all those are going to further help with balancing the blood sugar and the fats. You see, in order to make all the new perfect cells, you really do need more lipids. And if you start banging down your cholesterol, you're not going to have the lipids to do that. And your cholesterol at 200, even, you know, the way the LDL is maybe a little elevated, most tests now are showing that those factors, total cholesterol, LDL, and HDL, don't mean much of anything. So the labs are starting to go to the VLDL, the very low density lipoproteins, to try to squeeze out more information. You know, most research that looks into these tests for cholesterol show that, yeah, the statins may bang your cholesterol down, but you die sooner on the statins. Lowering cholesterol does not save lives. What will help most of all in terms of atherosclerosis, that buildup in your arteries, is magnesium. If you get your magnesium in your body to help dissolve the calcium that builds up in the artery walls, then you won't have atherosclerosis and you won't develop heart disease. So it's all about that. And in the transition point, and it's great you called up, I kind of talk about this somewhat on the Monday show, but on payday, different people listen. But this is what we're going through when we have our testing done, as we're in the transition of perfecting our bodies. We're going to show a little more cholesterol because we need it. We're going to show a little more sugar because we're using it. You know, we don't want it to be off the charts or anything, but it's just part of the process where Ion has said many, many times, you know, if you go for your blood test, you're going to see changes, and don't get swayed by the doctors into their little mind games wanting to put you on drugs for a person who's in perfect health.
Right.
What we have here is a failure to consume more pig. You should have some swine. It is divine. The issue is, if you don't take their pills, you won't come back to see them, to see what they're doing.
Yeah, they have to guarantee the next visit, because once you start taking, and I know you won't, Ed, but, you know, once a person starts taking their pills, they're guaranteed to come back because they have so many side effects.
Well, I have no reason to go to the doctor, you know, except for, like, last fall when I fell off my bike and broke my collarbone, something like that. But as far as things that are shown in the lab test in my body, I don't have any issues. I don't take any medications. And nowadays, you do end up on a regular program with the doctor, because the insurance company requests that you, you know, at least get an annual examination. So you end up going for that, then they run these tests, and then they come back with this kind of information.
Right.
That's a pharmacy interview. That's not an annual. That is an application for the pharmacist. They want you to be a pillar of society.
Yeah, take your pills. Yeah, and the next thing that's happening, because people are trying to avoid the drugs now because they have so many side effects, is they're really going to be forcing the vaccinations on people. I'm just doing some reading for a blog. They've got almost 300 vaccinations in the pipeline. They want to vaccinate for everything. And they think that, you know, with the law now that says vaccine companies can't be sued for fatal results with their vaccine, so they think they've got their next cash cow. So just
well,
watch
hell's
for that.
Bells, we own that like a bad habit. We're going to, since that's the case, if that's true, we're going to get a bunch of thimerosal, some mercury, to preserve it forever. And we're going to make a vaccine for the vaccinations. We're going to make a vaccine for vaccinations and get away with it and go that way.
I thought that's what we were doing already with the RNA drops.
Yay, go my team.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you guys, this is my other issue, and I think a number of people have mentioned this. So all my life, since high school, anyhow, I've weighed the same. I can eat whatever I want, do whatever I want. It's never been an issue. I've never taken any medications. I've never had any kind of illnesses or diseases. And my weight's just been the same. And I don't have to be concerned with what I'm eating or how much I eat. But since I've been taking the RNA drops, I've started to gain weight for the first time in my life. And at first it was like, right, and it was like you were talking about before, Ion. You know, it's like you get a little pooch, you know, like softball. Okay, I was okay with that. But what's happened is that over the past 2 years, I've been growing and growing and gaining weight, and it's like it's not going to stop. I've gained 35 pounds. And when you weigh 160, that's 20% of your weight. And I don't feel good about it. And here's what happens. I know you've said you don't want to eat less because your body will go into a situation where it thinks you're starving it, and you know, that's not going to work. But for the past 2 years, if you were to, you know, look at the recommended dosages for exercise and weight, like I walk 2 hours every day, and I swim, and I work out once a week at the gym. So if you took that into consideration, what I eat, which is one meal a day, basically, and some fruit in the morning, I'm taking in half what they require for the daily intake of calories. Now, here's why I'm doing that. Because if I eat after 4 o'clock in the evening, I'll wake up at 2 in the morning, and I'll feel so stuffed, it's just uncomfortable. But by 6 in the morning when I wake up, I'll feel okay. 2 days ago, I ate a burrito. That's all I had for lunch. It was a pretty good-sized burrito. But I was so stuffed after I did that. I was just really uncomfortable. Because, you know, I explained what's been going on in my life always before, where I never had to be concerned about these things. This is what I wanted to ask you, if you could give me some insight on this. I'm confused. I just don't know what to do at this point.
Well, it's easy. It is easy. Eat more. You got to eat
right.
More. You got to find some food that you can get something pre-digested or something. That's our sewage. Yeah, sewage would be a good choice. Get you some food that you can digest. Chop it up for you. Something like a maybe get you something to get you something to get you something to get you something going. Because what you're doing is you're trying to kill your metabolism. Misery loves company. Take that burrito and chop it up and put in a liter of water with some salt of the mare and sip it throughout the day. Maybe that's the better way to do it. And how you say do it, Dr. Dean?
Yeah, we love that salt. But, yeah, this I kind of alluded to that, Ed, when I said we need the fats. There's a transition happening. And, yes, I think several people have said that about the weight. And since it is abnormal, unusual, unheard of, et cetera, it means something's going on. And what you're trying to ask Ian is what's going on. And when we've asked, when Bob and I have asked, it's like as we get into the other products, all will be revealed or
No, we're getting you ready. We're getting you ready. We're getting you ready. You're getting ready. So eat. Stop fighting this ascension and eat. Get some amino acids. Get some lipids. Get some meat. What's wrong with getting a big old piece of meat? You need protein.
Okay, so that's what I'm doing. Like you asked Bert a couple of weeks ago how many grams of protein he was eating. So I checked mine out, and it's like 24 grams a day.
A day? You should have that a meal and have 200 a good day.
200 a day, Ion?
A good starting place.
If I were to eat even, let's say, 75, which is considerably less than 200, I wouldn't enjoy eating. I enjoy it in maybe 50, but 200, I wouldn't enjoy it. It would be like having too much ice cream.
And too many orgasms, right? Too much ice cream and too many orgasms.
No,
yep. What
no.
A palsy. What a palsy to suffer.
Oh, so this is going to sound, I guess, kind of strange. Like, you know, so like, buddy, you should be able to figure this out yourself. But this seems so unusual to me. I wanted to run it by non-physical because I don't understand it. On my left foot, I'm getting a big blister right now. And so I changed my shoes, and anytime that's happened before, I pop the blister and it gets better. But this one keeps growing. The more I walk on it, it just grows outside of the area where I've already removed the pressure. Could you tell me what's going on with my foot?
It's shifting. You're starving yourself to death. It can't do anything with it. You get just enough to get you by one more day comfortably, and the rest is all just falling off. So you're starving yourself to death, and then you're trying to work on your body has nothing extra to work on anything with. So maybe you could increase your magnesium. You could take some chelated zinc. You might put some Renew on your little thing, or go to tablespoons of Remite and Remag for a week and see if it allows you to eat.
Okay, good. I appreciate that.
And if you're going to stay here, you're going to have to get on with this program now. This will wear you to a sinewy pulp. You must some point engage this or not. Well, we said it just as plain as we can say it. Get happy or get out. Easy as that.
Carol was telling us that we need to get the digestive process working excessively, right, Carol?
Yeah.
Many people are eating things that the digestive system isn't required to operate, like eating pre-digested stuff. So Ion recommends that you eat a lot because it makes your digestive system work hard or work energetically, and then that reduces the mass. Is that right, Carol?
Yes, that's part of this business about eating more, just to stop the fasting button that we seem to push when we try to starve ourselves. Because as soon as the body perceives that it's not going to get more than one or two meals a day, it'll hold all the calories in as fat. I mean, I know what you're saying, Ed. I'm like 7 pounds more than I've ever been. And, you know, for my base weight, it's noticeable. So I know something's going on, and that's where, you know, we want to keep asking Ion what the purpose of this extra weight is, and they seem to be saying it's part of the transition.
Okay, I appreciate that. And so I'm just going to overlook the feeling that I'm feeling like I'm stuffed. Maybe I'll just translate that now into I'm not feeling like I'm stuffed. That feeling must mean I'm starving myself.
You're not consuming enough food to feel stuffed. You're not eating enough to feel stuffed.
You were talking about that softball. Ion, I have a basketball for a stomach. I mean, this is so distressing to me. I mean, before you could put my hand on my hip bones and you could touch them. Now you can't feel the bone. My ribs show. Now, there's no way. It's just this huge, I mean, this is a huge amount of fat, not a softball size amount of fat.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good, great, fabulous.
And the other thing is that I think because we're not used to eating that much, that's where enzymes come in the picture. But it should be an enzyme with hydrochloric acid. The one I use is a Nile brand super enzymes, and I think that works pretty well.
Oh, okay. I appreciate
it. Why can't you get a great big green salad?
That's what I was eating before, this 2 years ago. I'd been eating that for years and years and years, you know, and green drinks and like that. And then it got to the point just 2 years ago. I mean, I love that. But all of a sudden, it felt like I just had a mouthful of grass or something. I just didn't enjoy eating it anymore.
Good. Now, that's all you're craving. That's when you started the process, when you start craving meat, and that's good.
Yes.
But you got to get protein, not just fat. And we've never said this before. We said eat the worst of it, and it'll be better. But what's happening is you've overcompensated for it into the calling protein and these pretty processed things that aren't giving you anything to work with. So you should eat some lean meat, a lot of it, and season it well and work on it.
You know what I find, Ed, with the Maui raised beef, the grass-fed beef, and then there's the New Zealand lamb, I'll put what I'm going to cook in a plastic bag with some balsamic vinegar, apple cider vinegar, a little bit of olive oil, butt of garlic, and maybe some mustard, whatever I have around. Not much, just enough to sort of squish up the bag and hold it in there for a couple of hours. That's a great marinade, and then you grill the meat with that marinade, and it is very tasty.
You can put some papaya leaves. Put that in papaya leaves, too.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Okay, so if we could switch track. I know you were being asked about the twin leaf last week, Ion. And the question was, in regards to Jefferson and his group, was are there people who are using this twin leaf today? You said yes. And then they said, what type of effect does it have on them? And you mentioned the best lettuce I've ever eaten. And then the follow-up question was, are there any other effects like travel to other worlds? And your answer was yes, like 4 o'clocks. Were you referring to
the flower?
So what effects would the 4 o'clock flower have?
Euphoric ones.
Is that like hallucination or aphrodisiac or a stimulant?
But depends on where you are. It'd be like saying, well, LSD does this. Well, it doesn't. It does different. Depends on where you are. If you're on the edge of the bridge, it'll push you on over. If you're climbing the mountain, it'll put you right behind it. If you're falling off the mountain, you'll roll faster. So we don't know the right way to answer your question because it's based primarily on where you are. Not where you are in life, Ed. It's where you stop.
You also said that you would say that we're ascended, but we won't have it. So how do you say that if we have just a double helix strand of DNA?
Well, we don't say it. See, we see you as ascended, so we would never see you any other way because you're not.
The Deists and Jefferson, when they talk about this new world they were creating,
they weren't creating a new world. They were trying to get back to a world.
So did that mean this world is not North and South America?
Well, that's even the wrong archetype. See, your grid's all wrong. If you look closely at how the words are written in their preambles and all your officially documents, this new world was not USA of America. This was a new Earth. So that's the difference.
What was the old Earth? Did they know when they were setting up this new Earth that there were these indigenous people in those areas, what we call indigenous peoples?
Well, see, any way you go with that, you end up on the wrong side of the rabbit hole. They were from somewhere else, and they came here to the New World. That's what their paper said. This was a world they never knew before. It was a new world, okay? They talked about the homeland, which was not England. It represented what you called as England. But gypsies, tramps, and thieves don't have anything to do with the New America.
You're saying they wanted to get back home? They brought
that's
the new world with them?
That's what every piece of paper that they wrote on said. It's how you preserve those rights to get back home.
And they meant they wanted to get to leave the new world that they were part of. They wanted to leave it.
Or make it like their own new world, basically, with the liberty and rights and the positions, and make this a wonderful place because they were here.
Did they bring the new geography with them? Or they took advantage of the new geography that came by other means?
There really is no difference at the end of the day.
Okay, so when we talk about the Toltecs, did they have a similar experience?
As long as the turning taxes financed them, they were, you could.
The turning taxes financed the Toltecs?
If they did, you could carry on your conversation.
So the Toltecs didn't have a similar situation to the Jefferson group. They didn't want
That's
to be
correct.
In the new world. Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. That's correct. And the Eisenbergs proved it.
Who are the Eisenbergs?
The ones that had the proclivity to see.
And on the Coldplay, are Coldplay devices being manufactured?
We must defer the question. The obvious answer is yes, but if we say yes, then it's like, okay, are they manufactured locally, and where do I get mine, and blah, 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 and could I pick it up at Walmart.com and that kind of stuff. So we would say produced, yes, manufactured, okay, but not what you're thinking of as far as a scale where there's mammoth warehouses of them already stacked.
Okay, so in the facility where this Coldplay is, or we could say in the facilities where iSail is, does Coldplay supply the energy needs for those facilities?
Yes, and most of the basin.
The basin? You mean the area around the...
Yes, that's right. We didn't say, but yes, that's correct.
Will Coldplay be able to power an automobile that would, say, have an electric motor?
It's not an electric motor. It would be like a neutrino type of apparatus. You get enough juice together at any one time, and you really can melt titanium.
You said the Federal Reserve note is based on debt. Is Bitcoin based on debt?
No. Bitcoin is based on an algorithm. What Bitcoin does is you get Bitcoins by doing the accounting for M1 and M2 in the Bitcoin.
There's a lot of these kind of algorithmic notes that are money that are coming out. For instance, there's like Yellen sent me an email that there's new money in England that has David Bowie's picture on it.
Yeah, you want to buy some Lebanese hash with David Bowie money for sure. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Hey, that'll give you the munchies, too, and then you can eat some good protein. It'll be great. Get you the munchies, get you some pussy kush, and you'll be ready to go. Ready to go, Ed.
Ian, do you have some questions for me?
Yes. Who in the world told you to stake your tomatoes the way you stake them?
Oh, you know, I just dreamed that up on my own.
Wow. Are you proud of that, really?
Oh, it worked okay.
We think that you cut your production down because you got them a little noosed too tightly.
Yeah, that would make a difference.
Well, it did. It cut your production down. Now, you got enough. You got more than any human being could ever eat. You don't actually eat them. It's the strangest thing. You raise all these vegetables and you don't eat them. We want you to eat more. If you eat more, your weight will get right.
Okay, but when you say eat more, is there a specific thing to eat more? Just eat more anything?
Amazing. As a little man, you ate anything you wanted to, and you stayed too thin. Now you're in a process of ascension, and you're eating nothing, and you're blowing up like a bulimic balloon. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Astounding. Astounding. So I guess be a very dead little man, and then you can eat what you want, and you'll be thin. Did you want an open coffin or a closed coffin, Ed?
Yeah, I'm going to have to figure that out. I was trying to figure out what I wanted the coffin to be made out of.
A very healthy meat sack would be the best coffin ever.
Then you could eat while you're in the coffin.
Oh, but of course.
Okay, well, I'm good. I appreciate your information, Ion.
And you're very good at it. We appreciate all your hard, studious work.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ed. Very good, Ed. Very good. Good. You guys
down on the farm. Down on the farm.
Yeah, the chat line are saying you ask good questions, Ed. So let's see how other people do. Vancouver 778. Would you like to ask Ian a question?
Hi, it's Loyette.
Hey,
oh,
Loyette.
Go ahead,
hey,
Loyette.
Sugar love.
Bob gave me poop, so I'm calling in.
Okay,
you go,
good
girl.
While we're talking about gardens, how come I got all of these beautiful zucchini flowers and no zucchinis coming? I only got like one or two. What happened there?
They're not pollinating. You got to shake the vines a little bit.
Oh, my God.
But here's what you do. Is you make some salmon and some breading and some egg and some breadcrumbs, and you make up this little mush with the salmon and put it inside the zucchini flowers and then batter them and deep fry them.
Fried.
Oh, my God. It is euphoric.
I got a whole bunch. I'll go out there and grab them then.
There you go. Just pull them and stuff them with the goo, dip them in an egg batter, and deep fry them. And
that
make sure that, put your stuff in it. You can pipe it in there, but it'll go in there. You can just spoon it in because the flowers are not that delicate.
Cool. And my tomatoes, I have a different kind of ladders on for them, and they're doing pretty good, and not too many left. We had a windstorm. Thank you for everybody. We got a huge windstorm up here in Vancouver. All sorts of trees falling down, and all my tomatoes fell off. And it was great. We had a tomato salad the next day.
Nice. That's very good. Would you have preferred rocks rather than wind?
No, I don't want rocks.
That's good, because we got those too.
I don't want them flying all over the air.
Yeah, we think we're going to disassemble Mount Hood next.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I like that lodge up there that they built many moons ago after the war. You know, what's the name of that lodge? It's beautiful.
So keep it another minute?
Yeah, a couple more maybe.
Okay, from your mouth to God's ear.
I want to get off the garden thing. I had read a book a little bit ago called The Smoky God. And it was written in like 1908. And it was a guy by the name of Olaf Jensen. He and his dad rode in this boat all the way to this land that was north of Sweden, way up there. And they ended up in a land that had fresh water when they got in. And it was totally different world with giant 12-foot people. And they lived in a...
No, you mean it's a voyage to the inner world.
Yes, that one.
Yeah. George Emerson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did Olaf Jensen and his dad really go to that world, or was this Emerson's story?
Was there a difference? There is a hollow earth. That's not a
continent.
That's old school. Where do you think all this shit comes from?
No, I just read it, and it was an old story, and I thought, wow, wouldn't that be cool if we could all take a cruise up there and visit these people?
You certainly can. A lot of people do it all the time.
Yay. Sounds good.
That's Barbara. She slips in and out all the day.
Well, that's good. Maybe I'll visit up there. Sounds like a nice place to visit. Oh, and then I saw a thing about, what's the name of it? It's the X chromosome that had a hook on it, and it was a symbol of the Knights Templar or something. That X chromosome, is that kind of a reminder of an ascended blood chromosome?
No, it's Project Gutenberg.
Oh, is it? Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Kind of a weird storyline behind that.
Do. But then you go back to the Ankh. You can go back to the ibbity-dibbity-squibbity-bobs and the good old witch Salem trials, the witch trials in Salem. It's all great fun.
Is that EX or the letter X chromosome?
Letter X. It's the letter X. It's symbolism. Oh, they call it the... Oh, shoot. Now I can't think of it. But it's the X that has the hooked X. The hooked X. And it's in a lot of symbols that have to do with the Knights Templar. I think it might be Masonic related, too.
And, Ian, you're saying it's connected to the genealogy of the Ankh, A-N-K-H?
Yeah, you know, that's how they did it. You got all that layered from the Mason 33rd degree, and then the Shriners and the Knights Templars and the upside-down pyramid and bibbly-bibbly, you know, blah, blah,
were they
blah.
Trying, were they trying to recall chromosome 14? Did they sort of have
no,
a
No, they were trying to
it?
Remind you that it is.
Yes, because the show that I saw, they said this was a connection to Jesus' bloodline. And Mary Magdalene, it was a bloodline connection, was the X with the hook on it.
So is the Marriage Supper of the Lamb.
Yes.
So is the Last Supper. So is the Upper Room. Huh. So is dogs and cats laying together. So what's going to do?
So the Freemasons knew about chromosome 14 way back in Moses' day?
Everything did, Bob. Everything did. That's where you lay every riddle. Every crook, every nanny, every point brings you back to remind you that you ridiculous little sot, you're a little man, and come back to God. That's the point. Everything does.
Did we knock out that memory? Yeah, did we knock out that memory with the printing press?
You fight it every single day. The problem
with the one
that wrote
the reading, to lose the memory?
The Black Death started it.
That was the loss of memory, the Black Death, okay.
And then they started writing about it, and then they still writing about it, and then they wrote it, and then the reading wrote the reading, and then you got to wonder if the one that wrote the reading right. And then whatever was left is what they had to write the reading with, because the right reading wasn't wrote, because the red reading was the wrong reading, because it was in the red, and it had to be the left for the right, and there it goes. And then the left got right, and the right got left, and then the over got under, and then you got down, you're tip-tapping, and now you're just OMG, what's the BFD? What are we really here for? Do you have any ice cream?
What is the difference between the vowel and the consonant got to do with that? Does it apply to this topic we're just talking about?
Milk fat.
Milk fat's the difference between the vowel and the consonant in writing.
Do.
Any other questions, Loyette?
No. Thank you very much.
You're very, very
okay.
Welcome.
Let's see who is next. Here's an anonymous. I don't know who this is. Anonymous, go ahead. I just unmuted you.
It's Rocky.
Hello, okay, go ahead,
super
Rocky.
Sugar love. Yes, there's many questions I'd like to ask. Because of the genealogy of the chart you were making, I see that Bob has this fixation with charts, and as you say, he's trying to remember. But
you know what's astounding to us about his ridiculous charts? They tell you everything in the whole wide world that the sun, moon, and stars can contain, except what the meaning of the stupid-ass charts is for. You got bodies strolled from king to come, but don't tell what killed the bodies. You got the tiny note that runs you all the way back through there, but you can't get nowhere. Then you got these godforsaken quadrants that mean something somewhere in a gutenless society. That you come all the way up to this meme, this android meme that's supposed to be meaningful, mitigatingly so, but meaningful. Then you have every up and down dichotomy regarding it. But all you had to do was embrace T.S. Eliot for about 9 seconds and then get on with it. Silly, isn't it?
It's not only about our ascension. It's also about you becoming physical.
That's the indictment. If you'd have done what you're supposed to do, you wouldn't have needed us. We would have been obfuscated. We would have been absorbed. We would have been already... Bob was saying we'd have been a has-been. We could have been in Peggy Mellon's shirt pocket.
And what about that dog that Jefferson and all these
the beast dog.
In this earth? Did they know you were coming here to become physical here?
Did you know that you were going to receive that beautiful gold necklace when you were a little girl? Did you know you were going to get that when you got it?
Gold necklace?
Gold necklace, yes.
A gold.
Mm-hmm. A gold necklace. Did you know you were going to get that when you were a little girl? Yes or no? If you did, then the answer is yes. If you didn't, then the answer is no.
I suppose I had forgotten.
Imagine that.
What is the thing that we were supposed to do that we didn't do so that you had to come?
Ascend.
In which ways are you becoming physical? Once you said you're a mineral and all this periodic table is changing and the environment is changing, is this new environment you becoming physical?
Well, we did already, but yeah.
So you are in everything. That's how you are becoming physical?
No.
Ian, you were in everything as non-physical, but not as the word creating physical. That's a different situation, correct?
That's correct. Sehr schön, Bob.
Thank you.
Are these people from Shambhala? Or is there planet Shambhala?
No, good Lord, because we'd say that name becomes another thing, so no.
You're talking about American and Thomas Jefferson, Roxy, when you say Shambhala? You're talking about them?
Yes. How come they want to go back home? Why can't they go back home?
They can.
But they decided to stay here in this new ascended earth.
So far.
Who was this Iron Man in the statue that the Nazis had that was made with a meteorite? Is that the same metal that was here in Rixdorf that the Tibetans were looking for? Or
yes.
Why did the Nazis retrieve it?
Why not?
Who is that person portrayed there? Is he still around?
Jeremy Rittenhouse.
Is he also, like Jefferson, from the same earth?
No.
What was the Jeremy Rittenhouse an answer to what question, Roxy?
Who is the Iron Man? There is a statue retrieved by the Nazis from Tibet. It's supposed to be made of meteorite.
Okay, next question.
What is he really doing on planet Earth, Jeremy?
Barbecuing Alaskan salmon.
Why is Bob memorizing all these charts? What is the effect of he memorizing and then replaying them, saying them?
Because he forgets and he obsolesces them. Then he retrieves them, then he can find something, then he gets all excited that one day he figured it out, then he refigured it out, then he figured it out again. A king in his counting house, counting out his money. That's our Bob.
Yeah, I triangulate with numbers.
And then he forgets, and then he remembers, and then he does it again. And then he does it, and he wins, and he wins. And then he forgets, and he does it again, and then he does it again. And he continually does it over and over and over for all the little people so they can see how to not do it. If they can remember how to not do it, then they win, and it's all good. And the rest of them sort of blow their brains out sooner or later anyway, so it's all good.
When he does that, does he affect the environment or you?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is the effect of 1,000 paydays of you being on air in the Tariq?
Welch rarebit.
That's a hard dish to make, Ion. What's the secret to making the Welsh rabbit? It's always been a difficult recipe to understand.
Not rabbit, it's rare bit.
Rare bit. And you talked about that before. It's the rare bit. Is that an animal or a substance? Gail's laughing. What is the rare bit? Is that a Scottish name for a food?
Well, let's see. You can do several different ways.
And what about the Gospel of Mary Magdalene? Is that real?
Well, it's basically 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, 1 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon of finely ground black pepper, 1/2 cup of porter beer, 1 teaspoon of English mustard powder, 2 or 3 dashes of hot sauce, like Tabasco, or ghost chili. That's the new rage now. It's ghost chili. Okay, 5 ounces of the sharpest cheddar cheese you can get. Maytag is the best, but Cabot's pretty good. Okay, 5 ounces of Stilton crumbled, Stilton cheese crumbled, about 2 cups, depending on how finely it's crumbled, and salt and freshly grated black pepper, long, thin slices of a French baguette cut on the bias, thin on the bias, extra virgin olive oil for brushing, cloves of garlic halves, thin sliced tomato diced for the garnish, crumbled bacon, and some chopped fresh chives.
What evoked that list, Roxy? What does the substance, it sounded like you said Mary Magdalene, but what did you actually say?
No, that's what Welch rarebit is.
Yeah, but what did Roxy ask? Roxy, you then came in and said something like Mary Magdalene, but you didn't say that, so what did you say? Did you add to the rarebit point?
If the Gospel of Mary Magdalene is real, did she really grow that?
Did she grow what?
Grow the Gospel.
Okay, that's a separate question. So Ion's answering, he answered the Welsh rarebit. So now your question is, did Mary Magdalene write a gospel?
No, but she did a few gospels.
What do you mean, did it? What does that mean? What is this thing about Mary Magdalene did people, did gospel? What's that mean, Ion?
And she would diddle them.
Blowjobs, you mean?
That and engage them.
She did most of the disciples?
Everyone in be still.
Was she known as a prostitute or just knew how to have a good time?
She was just enjoyable.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, it's
enjoyable.
Like, it's like pickled.
Wait a minute, Roxy.
Enjoyable.
And she was enjoyable.
It's like pickled watermelon.
What was her numbers? 36, 24, 36? What was her size on the three levels
she
there?
She was a little bit heavier, and she was about 20, and she was about 34 in the hips.
So you're talking like 38, 20, 34. 38, 20, 34 is what she was.
Yes, that's
right. Okay, great.
She was like a very juicy frittata.
Is she still around?
Yeah, she'll do you too. She don't mind.
Did she transition?
No, but she stick that fat ass out there like a peach.
Did she have anything to do with Carol Doda, the first topless waitress in 1965 that created the famous McLuhan anecdote?
No, and she never drank at heebie-jeebies.
What country does she like to hang out in? She has
Brussels.
A preference. Brussels, okay.